The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. BTN News listeners. Oh, yeah, indeed. It feels good, doesn't it? It's Friday. And welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is March 8th, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening over the past 24 hours. We're going to get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off today in Zuckland. It seems old Zucky Bird's got privacy on his mind. I know, I laughed when I see this too. Yep, seems Marky Mark and the Zucky Bunch are ready to address the issue known as privacy when it comes to Facebook. And do this approach over the next few years. Yeah, years. According to Mr. Zuckerberg, this includes simple, intimate places where no one else will ever see your data. Including also the use of end-to-end encryption as well. Plus, he says Facebook will do a greater job of securing your data storage even better than it already has. I don't think that'd be too hard, right? Zuckerberg went on to say, too, they're also basically looking at WhatsApp, you know, the communication thingy that's like Messenger, but apparently more secure. That's going to be their template for these changes, because it's such a secure messaging platform. So yeah, looky there on your Friday. Doesn't that make you feel all warm and gooey inside? Yeah. Amazon. Yeah, those pop-up stores that were kind of, you know, popping up around the U.S. for a while there. Apparently Amazon said, I guess that wasn't a good idea. And the likes of you and I are probably going, Amazon online. They've started rethinking its physical store retail strategy because they're about to close down 87 retail pop-up stores throughout the U.S. Now, no, this will not affect their grocery stores. You know, the ones that are supposed to launch alongside Whole Foods. Apparently it's still not a great idea to put food in a box and ship it to your door. I'm sure they're working on it, though. According to the Wall Street Journal, they're actual quote was, after much review, we've came to a decision to discontinue our pop-up kiosk program. The kiosks are likely to shut down by the end of April, so yeah, not a whole lot of time left. And they've completely axed any future plans of pop-up stores outside of the U.S. And finally, hey, speaking of privacy, this is kind of a funny one. Microsoft, yeah, I know the hate's still kind of there, but not as much as it used to be, especially according to this new survey. Yep, new survey is finding that people actually trust Microsoft a hell of a lot more than they do Google, Apple, and Facebook now. This survey, which by the way was conducted from November 18th through January of this year, involved about 6,118 U.S. adults. They were asked to identify two companies that they believed had the best and worst reputations. Now, believe it or not, the number one on the list was Amazon, followed by Samsung. Really, yeah, Samsung. Then came Microsoft. But as the list went down, boy, the familiar names started really popping up. Apple hit number 32 on the list, Google's at 41, and Facebook way down there at 94. Amazingly, Twitter was only a little bit further from them. They were 89 on the list. It has to be said, though, it is kind of funny that we'd sit here and say, yeah, we trust Microsoft a little bit more than we do Apple now, particularly when you've looked at the privacy settings default on Windows 10. Holy moly. But at the end of it all, yeah, I'd definitely take Microsoft over Facebook any day. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. Get subscribed to our podcast over there and support us, too. Support this show. Support the entire British Tech Network. Things like The Mac Show, The Big Show, so many others. You can do it by going to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. And if you listened to yesterday's show, you know that we're boycotting Patreon now. So if you've been doing it over there, pull it out right now, because your money's actually being wasted. If you don't know really what I'm on about, listen to yesterday's show. Also, you can give us a like on Facebook, British Tech Network, give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, and join our community at our British Tech Network Slack room. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show, headed into the weekend. We will, however, like we always do, be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a glorious Friday and a wonderful weekend ahead. And thank you very much for supporting the British Tech Network and listening.